This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
June 30th update here, Mike Adams. The media is gaslighting everybody by claiming that Black Lives Matter protests are peaceful. You keep hearing them say this, oh, it's peaceful. Even when this mob of Black Lives Matter, which by the way, is mostly white people. Now, it's not even, so when I say Black Lives Matter, I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about all the lunatics that are operating under that banner, which is mostly basically Antifa white boys, soy boys, who now think that they qualify as black for some reason because they get a chance to loot and commit arson and attack cops and shoot people. And that's what Black Lives Matter has become. It's an umbrella for radical left-wing terrorism that the media describes as peaceful. But it isn't peaceful. But the media uses that gaslighting as cover for every story. So when that couple in St. Louis, you know, that those rich, older white people, they were standing on their, I guess their porch or property with an AR-15 and a pistol, and the Black Lives Matter mob was screaming at them, oh, we're going to kill you, we're going to burn down your house, we're going to kill your dog, we're going to shoot you, whatever. The media headline was, white people brandish firearms at peaceful protesters. And I mean, that's the twisting of the narrative. Oh, the protesters are peaceful. So even when they threaten to kill you, and they have a mob of angry people who are capable of killing you, they could just bum rush you, then you are guilty. You are supposed to bow down and embrace their violence, apparently, and you have no right to protect yourself, no right to self-defense, according to the media. You're bad because you're white, and you're bad because you're defending yourself. So this idea that these protesters are peaceful is a persistent lie of the left-wing media, which is why the left-wing media is also, of course, made up of a bunch of terrorists and people who are complicit with terrorists. Our nation is under attack. These Black Lives Matter terrorists have seized downtown Seattle, you know, the Chaz zone there. They've called for burning down society. They've called for the killing of cops. They've called for violence against white people. They've carried out arson and property destruction on a scale that we've never seen before in this country. And yet we're told that they're peaceful. And we're told that if you don't love them, then you are a racist. And every corporation in America is saying now, oh, we support Black Lives Matter. Do they realize that means they're supporting terrorists? Every corporation in America, it seems, is now pro-terrorism because they want a virtue signal. And every left-wing media outlet is actively engaged in covering up for the terrorism and covering up for the violence. And this was underscored today when a Black Lives Matter protester pulled out a handgun and shot a 60-year-old man who was driving an SUV through an intersection where a Black Lives Matter mob was protesting. And as this man was driving through the intersection very slowly because his car was being kind of mobbed by these Black Lives Matter terrorists, as he was pulling through, a rather tall-looking, looks like probably a white guy, it's on video, pulled out a pistol, shot into the vehicle, shot the 60-year-old man. You can hear the gunshot on the video. And the man suffered an injury and went to the hospital. I think it's a non-life-threatening injury, but he was shot. Now, how will the media portray this? What will the media headline be? It will be something like, white shooter causes violence at Black Lives Matter peaceful protest. Right? That'll be the headline. Even though the shooter was a member of the Black Lives Matter protesters, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, they will all run misleading headlines. Oh, white man shoots innocent person causing violence at a peaceful protest. That's going to be the headline because they lie. They lie maliciously. It's deliberate. They are not the media. They are propagandists for terrorists. CNN is a pro-terrorism propaganda network. New York Times, pro-terrorism propaganda. Washington Post, same story. MSNBC, same story. They all hate America. They love the terrorists who are calling for killing cops and burning down buildings and destroying small businesses and kidnapping people in Seattle. They love all that. but they want you to believe that that's all peaceful. And the reason they're doing this is, of course, eventually they want to see a white person who's being victimized by Black Lives Matter pull out a rifle and open fire in self-defense. They almost got that St. Louis rich guy to do it, but he held his AR-15 at the ready position and he did not fire, thank goodness. They wanted him to shoot Black people. That would have been the headline they're looking for. You know, white man opens fire with assault rifle on peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters. That would have been the headline for days, and then that would have ushered a whole new explosion of more protests and more riots and more burning down buildings and more attacks on white people and so on. That's what the media wants, because the media, the left-wing journalists, they are terrorists. Understand, they are terrorists. They're just using information warfare, while the Black Lives Matter terrorists on the streets are the more kinetic branch, the militant branch of this whole treasonous insurrection. It's a criminal insurrection against America. It's got different branches. There's the militant branch on the streets, that's Black Lives Matter. And then there's the propaganda terrorists who run the New York Times and CNN and so on. And then there's the big tech propagandists who are all pro-Black Lives Matter, pro-terrorism, who are silencing all the voices of reason, who might be conservatives or Christians or Trump supporters or gun owners or what have you. They're all silenced. So there are many branches and divisions or wings of this insurrection against America. But make no mistake, what they want is some white guy to open fire in self-defense so the media can then report, oh, white man guns down peaceful Black protesters. That's the news that they're begging for. That's what they want. And so they are goading white people into being forced to defend themselves at some point. And the George Soroses of the world are using Black people as the frontline pawns to eventually get shot and killed so that the left-wing media can have the narrative they desperately want, which is white man opens fire on peaceful Black protesters using assault rifle. or better yet, what they really want is white man opens fire on peaceful Black protesters using a ghost gun that he made at home using a 3D printer or whatever. That's the headline they really want, because they want to go after the ghost gunner. They want to go after 3D printing. They want to demonize white people. They want to demonize the Second Amendment. And they want to try to portray Black Lives Matter protesters as being innocent victims who are being hunted down by Trump supporters and fascist Nazis. I mean, this is how they twist everything. The real violence is from Black Lives Matter. They are the terrorists. By any honest assessment, that's not even a partisan statement. By any honest assessment, anyone who seizes downtown Seattle by force using firearms and explosives, it's a terrorist organization. And when you listen to what the leaders of Black Lives Matter say, how they say that they want to burn down the system, they want to murder cops, they want to kill white people, they want to set fire to white-owned businesses, they want to tear down the government, they want communists to be in charge, they want to kill the president, on and on and on. They are a terrorist organization. And so what really needs to happen is, and maybe this will happen, is that the U.S. government, the DOJ, maybe the State Department, needs to officially designate Black Lives Matter as a domestic terrorism organization. And any Black Lives Matter rallies are enemy combatants. They are militants engaged in an illegal insurrection against America. They're not peaceful protesters. They've already proven that. They're shooting people now. And people have been shot in Chaz. Black people have been shot and killed inside Chaz because there's no police. Gee, what did you think would happen? You mean to tell me you give a bunch of guns to a bunch of Black gangbangers that somebody's going to get their ass shot? Yeah. What are the odds? Wow, no one could have ever anticipated that happening. No, I never would have thought. You take a bunch of Black gangbangers and dreadlock-wearing, you know, drug traffickers, and you give them a bunch of AK-47s and pistols, and you eliminate the police. You mean to tell me somebody got shot? Say it ain't so. It's just incredible, the stupidity that's out there right now. It's just incredible. But bottom line is, you know, Black Lives Matter wants to rule by force through might makes right. They want to silence everyone who criticizes them. They want to use guns to threaten people, to shoot people, to kill people. They want to get you fired from your job if you criticize them. Basically, Black Lives Matter is terrorizing the entire nation, and essentially terrorizing the corporations forcing them to say they support Black Lives Matter because the corporations are now just terrified not to support them because Black Lives Matter might tear down your stores or loot your retail establishments like Target stores or Walmart or what have you. So Black Lives Matter is a racketeering, violent criminal organization, should be prosecuted with RICO Act violations, perhaps prosecuted under the Insurrection Act, you know, should be prosecuted via the DOJ, or if not, the military police. Black Lives Matter is a very dangerous terrorist organization that espouses violence and uses violence to achieve their political aims. That makes them just a blatant terrorist organization operating on American soil. It's time to shut them down. And sooner or later, the citizens will probably do it if the government doesn't. This is my prediction. At some point, people are going to defend themselves, you know, defend their homes, defend their bodies, defend their businesses. It's going to start becoming a lot of gunfire, probably. That's exactly what the media wants. Don't forget, that's what they want. And that's why they keep pushing this, because they want the battle. They want the chaos. They want the lawlessness. They want the blood on the streets. And that's why they're lying to you about the nature of Black Lives Matter, which sometimes I just call Black Lives terrorists. But remember, they're not all black. They're mostly white people. So even the name is kind of misleading. It's not even black people. They're not even the majority in Black Lives Matter. It's essentially white Antifa terrorists who've just found a different banner under which they can engage in acts of terrorism. So that's the truth about what's happening out there. Now, as far as personal advice, I say hold your fire if you can. I mean, do not engage these people with gunfire if you can escape or evade, because that's what they want. I mean, if you open fire on one of these Black Lives Matter terrorists, even if they're threatening you, you are probably going to get killed, and you're going to set off more killing nationwide. The correct answer here is for no one to get shot. And if there's going to be any shooting of anyone, let the federal agents do it from a law enforcement point of view. I don't want to see anybody getting shot. I don't want to see any escalation of this. But the media is pushing for maximum violence. That's what the media wants. That's how sick they are. They're just sick, twisted, treasonous, anti-American terrorists that work at CNN. They hate this country and they want to see it overrun. Well, they're going to do everything they can to try to make that happen. It's sad. It's sick. They need to be shut down as well. But we'll see what happens. Stay tuned. There will be more chapters of this unfolding, of course. You can hear my podcast at Brighteon.com, where Stefan Molyneux has now joined Brighteon.com after getting banned by YouTube. So check out Brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. And you can also read my website at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.